I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. The new year has brought a glimmer of hope for three Al Jazeera journalists who spent the past year in jail in Egypt. They're Australian Peter Greste, Canadian-Egyptian Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahar Mohamed. They were each sentenced to 7 years in prison last summer after Egypt's military-backed government charged them with conspiring with the Muslim Brotherhood to broadcast false reports. An international campaign has pushed for their release since they were picked up more than a year ago. Well, they're still in jail, but today a court in Cairo ordered a new trial for them. Karim Fahim is Middle East reporter for the New York Times. First off, Karim, remind us, this case has gone on a while. What were these men originally charged with?
They were arrested more than a year ago and accused of a number of things, including belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood. They were also accused of broadcasting false news that sullied the image of Egypt. There was a whole raft of charges, and they said that they were simply working as journalists and covering protests and other news in Egypt at the time.
So when they were tried last summer, what evidence did the prosecution bring forth?
The rights advocates who monitored the proceedings said that the prosecutors presented very little evidence that the journalists were broadcasting false news. And they presented evidence that was at times bizarre and seemed to have nothing to do with news from Egypt. The trial from start to finish seemed to rely on scant evidence and was widely viewed as part of a much broader political feud between Egypt and Qatar, which owns Al Jazeera.
That's what we were going to get into. But first, fast forward to today and what happened in court. What's the next move in this whole thing?
So today, Egypt's highest appeals court ordered a retrial in the case, which was welcomed as sort of cautious good news by the defendants and their families. The court appeared to find procedural flaws with the previous criminal trial, but they remain in prison. And the defendants' families were a little stunned at that development.
So you alluded to this tension between Egypt and Qatar. What is that tension?
Well, it stems from Qatar's support in Egypt and really throughout the region for Islamist groups, political Islamist groups in the Muslim Brotherhood. So that tension became pronounced after the military ouster of President Mohamed Morsi in Egypt in 2013. Mr. Morsi, of course, was a Brotherhood leader. And Qatar, in a number of ways, including through an Egyptian affiliate of the Jazeera News Channel, continued to support the Islamists in Egypt as they demonstrated against the military-led government. And this was a great aggravation to Egyptian officials.
Now, I guess I want to end this by having a reality check. I mean, these three journalists, part of the reason why they've gotten a lot of attention is because two of them are foreigners, so, you know, one Australian and one Canadian of Egyptian descent. But there are thousands of people who got swept up after the coup in July 2013. What's happened to them?
Many of them are still in jail, awaiting trial. Some of them have not been charged. You know, we don't really have a clear picture of exactly how many people have been swept up. An Egyptian official recently said that 10,000 people, I believe, had been arrested in 2014. And these are all kinds of people. These include, you know, Islamist dissidents. They include secular-leaning political activists. There are journalists, other journalists in prison whose cases are not as well publicized, other kinds of political activists. So these journalists have certainly gotten the lion's share of coverage. But as you say, the problem is far larger.
Karim Fahim of The New York Times, he's based in Cairo. Thank you so much, Karim.
Thank you.